Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
That was Alex Bregman talking about the Red Sox failures to score. And that leads me to a text that I can't find, so I can't give you the area code. Not that you really care. But they joked during the Drake May interview, worst case scenario in Boston sports. Bases loaded for the Red Sox or Patriots on the goal line?
Oh, definitely.
Like, ouch, babe.
Oh, that's bases.
You know how I say
late,
the truth
loaded.
Is never mean?
Uh-huh.
Feels mean there.
That it's you know what it feels? Painful.
Yeah. The truth can always hurt.
Yes.
I always have said that. But it's never mean if you state a fact. And the reality is, mm-hmm. when the Red Sox have the bases loaded, it feels harder for them to score.
Mm-hmm.
And when the
Pats
Patriots
in the red
are
zone?
On the goal line now, it hasn't exactly gone great. But the Red Sox, as Drake May alluded to, making a push for the playoffs, one game up in the second wild card spot. Two teams, Houston and Cleveland, nipping at their heels. They go to Toronto for a series with the Blue Jays. And Dan Ball, as he likes to do, gives mm-hmm. me great information.
Grief? Oh.
That too, but also great information in the rundown. If the Sox go 6-0, they clinch. Seems obvious.
Oh, yeah.
If they go 5-1, they clinch. That seems obvious. If they mm-hmm. go 4-2, one of Cleveland or Houston need to go 5-1 or worse, and then it conveniently goes down from there. If they go 3-3... then one of those
still
teams,
have good chances.
4-2 and worse. If the Red Sox go 0-6, it's not happening.
Bye bye, baby. Bye
nope.
bye.
They just need either Cleveland or Houston to go 1-5 or worse.
That is not viewing paradise.
I would really appreciate if you'd stop singing. We've had lots of listeners that say you're actually causing car accidents. Dogs are freaking out. Please stop singing.
Hey, man, just want to let you know that sometimes you got to shut the up. And this current time is just one of those times you gotta shut the f*** up.
I don't think you're a bad person. I just don't want to hear you talking anymore.
Hey, right. You're not All a right. bad person. Just
nope. By the way, these stats that Dan Ball passed on to you were aggregated and shared by our friend from the Play Tessie podcast. Boston Sports Gordo. That's the last one. Don't worry.
He got it from Nesson, but I don't know.
Okay. Well, everybody gets everything from everyone.
I don't know why we always have to
Give
credit.
Attribution is nice in the day and age of people stealing IP and whatnot.
And it's exclusive. These are just
all right,
numbers.
Fine. Okay.
This is math. And the
Dan
Red
Ball
Sox
say something.
Have actually altered their pitching rotation a little bit, Dan Ball. And Dan Ball will get to chime in because he may tell me whether this is desperation or not for a team that he may or may not think could indeed hover at the 0-6 number in the final six games. Giolito will start on Tuesday, followed by Garrett Crochet and Brian Bayo. What are your thoughts on the pitching rotation, Dan Ball? And do you honestly think there is even a reasonable chance that they could lose out?
reasonable, maybe not overly reasonable, but I look at the matchups. You lost 2 out of 3 to Toronto earlier this season, and you got swept by the Tigers. Those are the two teams that you're playing. So the organization for the rotation, I don't really mind. That does officially line up Garrett Crochet to be your wild card game one starter, so I think it's a bit of gamesmanship with an eye on the playoffs.
Okay.
The one thing that came up in the broadcast yesterday that was going to be part of my three-point stance from last week, then copied into this week, that Lou Maloney was talking about, is the Red Sox have had a lot of trouble closing out on series. Of the last 6 series victories that they've had, in 5 of them, they've lost the final game. So if you even won 2 or 3 of those, we're having a much different conversation. It's not a one-game cushion over those two teams. So I'm just a little bit worried about this team's killer instinct, their ability to win in clutch time, their ability not to feel the pressure. You got to remember how young this team is right now. And so I look at the ability to close out series and sweep teams and dominate series and their inability to do that. This is essentially the longest or an extended last game of a series that you're playing this week. And I just worry about their ability to close it out. That's all.
So they can't finish. So they haven't finished a season in 4 years,
right?
Essentially.
No,
right.
They haven't finished a series in a while. This is something we've all taken note of. It was like, it's almost like when Alex Cora says, just win the series and then you get 2 wins. They're like, oh, we won the series.
Yeah.
It's similar to earlier in the year when we talked about they had front-loaded offense where they would score X number of runs in the first inning or the first couple innings and almost put the bats away. Like, we've done our work for the day.
Yeah, they had like as many 10-run games as times shut out or somewhere around there, very similar number.
And I don't know if this is like psychoanalysis of their makeup or their leadership or whatever, if we're looking too deep. I also think it's a bit of a excuse or whatever to use the age thing. Like Nathaniel Lowe, for example, he's not young, right? He's an experienced major leaguer.
He's a world champion.
One player.
Alex Bregman. Both of those guys have failed to come through for them in spots where it could have greatly affected or altered the success of this team. For example, last night, I mean, I don't want to, Ted's not here, so we can call a spade and just move forward with it. I mean, Alex Bregman couldn't throw from the fringe of the grass to home plate in the air. He couldn't throw 90 feet. He threw like 87 feet and then made it almost impossible on Wong to make that play, to scoop that, catch that, then get the tag down. Obviously didn't even come close to happening.
Yeah, can we talk about why Bregman is having some throwing issues now?
Like, because he looks like he's 107. He's old. Now, I don't discount the leg could be a factor here. If I'm Scott Boras, I'm getting all the information together I can. If they plan on opting out, I'm telling you how that injury is the reason at the plate, in the field, everywhere, he looks bad to close out the season.
I'm opting TFN if I'm them.
Bregman and Lowe and Duran, I mean, right there's 3 guys that I think you need to be better, although that was a clutch home run the other night from Jarren Duran.
That was a bomb.
A bomb at the best time.
Like, yes.
One of the most important home runs this team can have this season.
When Lou was like, hey, you know, he might want to consider laying a bunt down, and he said, here's 450 for you.
Yeah, absolutely. And that was an infuriating win, if those make any sense. But, like, that game was the weirdest game ever. It's tooth and nail.
Saturday?
He hits the home run, and then all of a sudden you take a big lead, and you have a big lead, and then you bring in Murphy, and he walks the bases low to gives up a granny, and you got freaking Chapman having to get up in what was an 11-3 game like 5 minutes earlier.
You're doing a great job being optimistic about this
and
team
by the
going
way,
into the final week.
What was the game where what was the Saturday night game at Fenway where Chapman did have to come in and get like an out, and that screwed up the bullpen for like
the
days?
Isaiah Campbell game.
It
was against the Marlins, because then they weren't able to use him the next day. They lost the game, yada, yada.
Correct.
Yes.
But, yeah, I'm not saying I feel great about the Red Sox. I just don't feel like the wheels are falling off to the point where 6 straight games, it's all going to go sideways, where you get a Giolito, a Crochet, and a Bayo, and you can't win a game in there with the best of your pitching staff, the reason you're here, and I know home runs have been an issue, and I know none of the 3 of those guys have been good in their there's reasons for concern, but the greater sample of the season tells me it would be surprising for me if they lose 6 straight games.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Barry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Barry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, if they lose six straight games and they're out of the playoffs, we have some serious conversations to be had about this team, its makeup, its leadership. I mean,
point the finger of blame. Who?
Everybody.
Give me names. I want names, numbers,
Cora,
bodies.
Bregman, Breslow, everybody that wears a Red Sox uniform, like the whole team. When you have a collapse like that, it's no one man. It's no two men. Like, that is a total system failure.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Barry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Barry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.